If you are a guest here today, you are absolutely so welcome here. I do hope that this morning would be transformational for you. I do trust that God is going to move mightily in your life. But we have a significant matter concerning our church family, and so for the guests, I ask you just to extend some patience and some grace as we spend a few minutes just going through this. And so the matter is painful for us as a community, yet there is still something that we do want to celebrate and give thanks to God for. Almost 2 years ago, the elders of this church had to make a very difficult decision. A couple who were leading a discipleship group together, Wade and Cecilia, decided to get divorced. The reason that they gave for their decision was that they believed that anybody who had been divorced and is remarried is in adultery and would not inherit the kingdom of God. Simply put, that if you were remarried after divorce, that you would lose your salvation. This is a stance which we as elders of Liberty firmly disagree with. It is not only a faulty stance, but it is also a dangerous one. Someone who is remarried might feel the pressure to end their marriage, which they should not. And for someone who might feel insecure about their relationship with God, they might be pressured to believe that their justification before God somehow depends on their work, not on Christ's alone. Additionally, their insistence on getting divorced despite our counsel regarding the teaching of Scripture meant that we needed to warn them to avoid the sin. But after 8 or so months of meeting with them, they did both resolve to go ahead with the divorce, and as per the guidance from Scripture, we had to, right here in this hall, publicly remove them from the fellowship of this church. The purpose of this action was firstly that we would hope that they would recognize their error and sin and repent, and secondly, to protect the people within Liberty from a very destructive and a false teaching. Let us be absolutely clear, the blood of Jesus covers the sin of all who put their faith in Him, and our salvation is secure in Him, not in our marital status. These matters are never straightforward and simple. We do recognize that. And of course, this is not the place for us to detail the complexity and the pain of this matter. But God has been at work. And I now want to share a testimony of grace and redemption. You might want some tissues. We are so grateful to announce that at the start of January, I got these for someone else just in case they needed them. Thank you. Cecilia reached out to Gregan and I in repentance. She has humbly acknowledged that her theological stance was a lie, that she was deceived, and that there were no grounds for seeking divorce. She has repented, and she has asked for forgiveness. She has been journeying with a local church in KZN where she now lives. Gregan and I have spoken with her, and I've spoken with one of the leaders of her church. As elders, we believe that Cecilia's repentance is genuine. We are satisfied with the signs of true repentance in her life. And so as per the guidance of Scripture, we hereby officially lift all discipline from her. Forgiveness in Christ is complete. And so we too forgive all wrongdoing and any hurt caused to this community. As evidence of this, we have made it possible for Cecilia to be with us this morning as a witness. Stand for us, Cecilia, please. Glasses are losing focus here. One of the complexities of the situation is that Wade has not repented, and so we ask that you would continue to avoid contact with him, particularly as this teaching is exceedingly dangerous. But we ask that you also keep his name safe in your mouth. There is no need for slander of any kind, even in your conversations with Cecilia. Please keep praying for him, for his repentance, and for his restoration. For those of you who were friends with Cecilia, please feel free to reestablish connection with her, to love her, to pray for her, and most importantly, to celebrate what God has done and will still do. Cecilia, after a difficult 2 years, we welcome you back fully into the Fellowship of Liberty. I want to give you an opportunity, Cecilia, if you do want to say anything. After you finished hugging everyone. Yeah, well, of course.
Wonderful to be at home. I just come before you and I just want to thank you for your forgiveness. I'm just going to read my notes. I thank you for the forgiveness for hurting you as a church, for bringing confusion and destruction to many, and I repent again before you. I thank you, Glenn Green, Matt and Lindsay, Mickeninger, and Rachel and Monique, for your love and grace during this time. Thank you for standing on the word and never wavering. You showed the error, but we chose not to. But thank you that you never stop praying for us. I love Jesus with all my heart. He's the only thing I've ever wanted to serve and love. And I'm so grateful that he showed me his grace, his real grace. I was deceived, but thank you to God's grace, I've seen the truth, and now I'm set free. And it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And I thank you for that. I thank you.
Cecilia, can I ask you to take Cecilia to go get bread and juice, please? And we want to welcome her back with communion together in unity. Once they have received, can you please follow after them and then get some bread and juice yourself, please?